WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Charlottesville citizens react angrily to the presentation of a report on the city and police response to August 12th. The U.S. Supreme Court lets Trump's Muslim ban go forward, but one of the challenges to that policy will be heard this Friday in Richmond. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, December 5th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College, offering small classes, student clubs, sports, and financial aid while living close to family and friends. Registration for the fall semester is happening now at the Weir's Cave campus or online at brcc.edu.
Former U.S. Attorney Tim Hafey delivered his report on the August 12th events in Charlottesville to City Council Monday night. WMRA's Jordy Yeager has more.
Every seat in council chambers was filled Monday night as Hafey presented his legal team's findings for more than 90 minutes. Charging the city $350,000, Hafey and his team interviewed more than 150 people over the last 3 months, compiling a 220-page report. It found multiple levels of city and state dysfunction, outlining a myriad of missteps ahead of the white nationalist rally in which dozens were injured and 3 people died. But members of the public said there was something missing from the report. Dr. Rick Turner, the former head of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, said he believes the race of the city's police chief, who is African American, played a role in why his orders were not followed by rank-and-file officers that day.
If the author of the report was a conscious black person, he couldn't miss the relevance of race in this context. Instead, this report never mentioned it. We live in a state of steadfast denial.
Hafey, however, said he found no evidence of race as a factor, but acknowledged,
I don't think that its absence from the report is some sort of subtle suggestion that it's irrelevant. It absolutely is relevant. It is a little bit beyond the scope of what I think we were asked to do.
For WMRA News, I'm Jordy Yeager.
Meanwhile, a white supremacist who says he pepper-sprayed a demonstrator in self-defense on the grounds of the University of Virginia the day before that violent rally has been granted bond. 37-year-old Christopher Cantwell of Keene, New Hampshire, was given $25,000 secured bond at a hearing Monday in Albemarle Circuit Court. He will have home electronic monitoring and must stay in Virginia. The Daily Progress reports that Cantwell will not be released until he can find a court-approved home in Virginia. Cantwell is charged with malicious bodily injury. University of Virginia police obtained a warrant after Cantwell allegedly pepper-sprayed a counter-demonstrator on August 11th, the day before a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville ended in deadly violence. Cantwell earlier told the Associated Press he pepper-sprayed a demonstrator in self-defense. The United States Supreme Court ruled Monday that Trump's immigration travel ban against 6 majority Muslim countries can take full effect, while legal challenges against the latest version are still tied up in courts. One of those challenges is set for Friday in Richmond's 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. From partner station WCVE, Charles Fishburne reports.
Richmond's 4th Circuit Court of Appeals, the entire court, will hear arguments Friday. Carl Tobias, law professor at the University of Richmond.
Well, they could do anything. I mean, they could be persuaded by the government's arguments that this is better substantiated and narrower and is not based on religion.
Challengers, including the ACLU, say it always was and still is, and point to Trump's sharing of anti-Muslim videos posted last week by a far-right British party leader.
It's a classic clash between American values of freedom of movement and that type of thing, on the one hand, and the need for security on the other.
The court's decision could find its way back to the Supreme Court for another look.
Hundreds of people showed up to Capitol Square in Richmond for the new Virginia Women's Monument. Voices from the Garden, WCVE's Soraya Wintersmith, reports that state officials held a groundbreaking ceremony yesterday.
One of the 12 women to be honored in the new monument is Dinwiddie seamstress and businesswoman Elizabeth Hobbs Cagley, who bought herself out of slavery and made dresses for Mary Todd Lincoln. Civil War reenactor Lillian Garland says she's been portraying Cagley for more than 10 years. And the recognition she and her cohorts are now receiving is long overdue.
Throughout the Civil War, you hear about the men fighting and dying and heroes. And who's home minding the home front? The women.
Garland, who also brought a legal case for pregnant women's job security before the U.S. Supreme Court in the late 1980s, says she believes the new monument will encourage greater appreciation for women's contributions. Soraya Wintersmith, WMRA News.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Tuesday.